From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I trust that you're having a great day in the Lord. This week, we are studying a series or a theme in the series that's entitled The Value of the Bible. The value of the Bible. And I would believe that this may be one of the most important series of messages that I've ever delivered on this radio program since the program began back in 1989. And I believe that because, you see, when you and I understand the value of the Bible, and when we read the Bible and study the Bible and obey the Bible and apply the Bible, then we are going to be able to be living according to the will of God. Now, so far in our study this week, we have noted that the Bible is inspired of God. That means that every word is fully God-breathed, to the point that when we pick up the Bible to read it, we know that it is God's word, wherever we might be reading, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation chapter 22, verse 21. Yesterday, I shared with you the fact that the Bible makes one wise unto salvation. And that is the fact that if we want to see somebody come to Christ, we need to share with them the Word of God. Not give them our opinion, but share with them the Word of God. And today, we're going to note that the Bible is relevant for today. But before we get into that discussion, if you can, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, because verses 14 through 17 of that passage of Scripture, that chapter of Scripture, is the key text that we are looking at in this series. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, where Paul is speaking to Timothy under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. And he says to Timothy, "But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." That's our key passage for this study this week. Yes, the Bible is inspired by God. Yes, the Bible makes one wise unto salvation. But yes, the Bible is relevant for today. Do you see that there in verse 16 of 2 Timothy 3? Let me read it. All Scripture, and again, I emphasize, everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, inclusive. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, meaning that it is God-breathed. And here it is. It says it is profitable. That means it's relevant. That means it's up to date. The Bible is as up to date as tomorrow morning's news. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. And then go on to verse 17, where it says that the man of God, that would be the Christian, may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. We are living in a time in which there are many people who will tell you that the Bible is not relevant. I've run into those people down through the years. And you know, I'll tell you, the first time I ran into that was many years ago, over 50 years ago, when I went off to Bible college in Washington, D.C. I used to go to the University of Maryland campus and witness over there and attempt to lead people to Christ. And I can remember back then, over 50 years ago, coming in contact with people who would say, the Bible isn't relevant for today. The Bible doesn't apply to us today. And I can remember saying to them, oh, yes, but it does. And again, it is as relevant today as it was the day that the first word of the Word of God was written. Think of that. It's as relevant today as when the first word of the Word of God was written. It's as up to date as tomorrow's news, as to the news 10 years from now. Because you see, the Word of God speaks to where we are in life. And as we look at this passage of Scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, it tells us that the Word of God is relevant for four things. And by the way, everything that we face in life comes under these four things, these four topics, in one way, shape, or form. First of all, the Bible is relevant. It is profitable for doctrine. Now, again, we are living in a day when you'll hear people say, I don't want to have anything to do with doctrine. You hear that all of the time. And, you know, there are some churches that you can go to, they'll never talk about doctrine. And yet, that's the first relevant aspect of the Bible. And so if we don't want doctrine, what's going to happen? Well, it's all downhill from there. If we do want doctrine, and if we do study doctrine, then it's all uphill in the sense that that's when we're going to grow and become spiritually mature and be able to experience the great blessing of Almighty God. But what is doctrine? Well, listen, doctrine is simply the teaching of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. That's it. It's the teaching of who God is, what God expects, and how God operates. And that's found in the Word of God. And so you see, it's the Word of God that is so relevant that it teaches us all about God. That's what doctrine is. Then it says that the Word of God is profitable or relevant for reproof. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that the Word of God reveals our sin. It reveals our error. It reveals when we are going away from the way and the will of God. Now, you can see how relevant that is. Let's talk to you who are Christians. If you're not in the Word of God, do you believe that it's possible that you could be living with a sin in your life and not know it? Well, sure. Because you see, the Spirit of God teaches us the Word of God. And if we are never in the Word of God, it's possible that we could be allowing a sin into our life that's hindering our relationship with God because we're not studying the Scriptures. God's Word reveals sin. I think one of the reasons why many Christians are involved with sin today and are becoming more and more worldly is because they're not in the Scripture. Thirdly, the Bible is relevant and is profitable for correction, for correction. You see it there in 2 Timothy 3:16? That word correction means that the Bible sets us up straight again, once we have fallen. In other words, when we've fallen into sin, it's the Word of God that restores us. My, if we're never in the Word of God, we may not know that we're living in sin. And if we're never in the Word of God, we may never be able to be corrected for the sin that we're in. But then finally, it says here that the Bible is profitable for instruction in righteousness. What does that mean? It means that the Bible teaches us how to live righteously. Do you see how relevant the Word of God is? It is a book from God that teaches about God, that reveals our sin, that sets us up straight after we have fallen, and that teaches us how to live righteously. In fact, it goes on in verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 and says that the man of God, that's the Christian, the child of God, man, woman, boy, or girl, that the Christian may be perfect. That means spiritually mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means to be involved with ministry. In other words, this passage of Scripture teaches us that the Word of God is designed to make the child of God the way God wants them to be, that is, spiritually mature and involved in ministry. But you see, dear Christian, we need to be in the Word of God. It's God's Word that equips us for service in that it provides the wisdom, it gives us the strength, it gives us the understanding. It prepares us for ministry. And so if you know Jesus Christ as Savior and you are rarely in the Word of God. Now, I want to qualify that. Might I say it this way? You rarely study the Word of God. You rarely obey the Word of God. You rarely apply the Word of God. Then there's no way that you're going to be able to live to please God. Yes? The Bible is inspired of God. Every word is fully God-breathed. The Bible makes one wise unto salvation. And the Bible is relevant for today and equips the Christian for service. But do you know something, beloved? The Bible is not to be forgotten. And the Lord willing, we are going to talk about that tomorrow, and I think that's very important because you know what? I think that there are many Christians who have forgotten the Word of God, don't you? Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio at that time. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and that's why I always say the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.